It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
And welcome back. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. It feels like we were just doing this a couple of weeks ago. Joining us now is KSDK Sports Director Frank Cusimano. Thank you for coming on.
Good to be with you, Ryan. I hope you're well.
Doing all right. Last time we spoke, I was asking you who you thought was going to win the Cleveland Guardians, almost said Indians, but Cleveland Guardians and Detroit Tigers, and it didn't go the way I thought it would. Didn't go the way for Cleveland either. They're not in the World Series, which starts with the Yankees and the Dodgers. What do you think of these two teams meeting, these two powerhouses?
Yeah, it's a lot of star power, not just the two biggest markets in the country, but a bunch of rosters loaded with Hall of Famers. And, you know, the most famous player in baseball is Shohei Ohtani. The second most famous player in baseball is Aaron Judge, and they're going head-to-head. I do think the Dodgers may have an advantage in that, you know, the top three players, their top three hitters in the order, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Shohei Ohtani, are all going to the Hall of Fame. And their hottest two players are Max Muncy and former Cardinal Tommy Edman. I have a good feel about the Dodgers, but, you know, look, the Yankees have three guys who could end up with 400 home runs in their career. So it's a great series. I don't know if middle of America loves it, but I know the executives at Fox love it because you have the two biggest markets going head-to-head.
Well, you got Flaherty on the mound tonight, too, don't you, for the Dodgers?
Yes, a real St. Louis flavor. I mean, you have Weaver, who could finish for the Yankees, and then you have Tommy Edman, the MVP of the series. So this could be a lot of St. Louis flavor in this World Series.
Wow. Did you pick a winner, or is it too close to call?
If I had to bet a milkshake, I'd go Dodgers.
Okay. The Ohtani thing, they keep showing the meme online of his, you know, up in two bats, you know, like they kind of like market him. And I've talked to so many different people about how poor of a job baseball has done marketing, because when you brought that up, I thought Frank is 100% right. Baseball has done a bad job marketing its stars, but not anymore. They have really done a different job this time around.
Yeah, Ryan, for a stretch, the most famous player was Mike Trout. And Mike Trout could go into any restaurant in St. Louis and many people wouldn't know who he is. I mean, think about that. In basketball, everybody would know LeBron James. You know, in football, everybody would know Patrick Mahomes. But in baseball, supposedly our national pastime, nobody knew who Mike Trout was, and he was the best player in the game for a decade.
All right. Okay, college football, Mizzou playing Alabama on Saturday. How are you feeling about that one?
Well, there's going to be 100,000 people in Bryant-Denny Stadium, and they're all pissed off, because Alabama has already lost two games in the SEC. And if they were to lose, well, Coach DeBoer would be in big trouble. That's how crazy they are. The whole key to the game is Brady Cook's ankle. He sprained it, a high ankle sprain last week. He went to the hospital, was gone for 2 hours, heroically came back and played. But sometimes it's the day after. I've spoken with people close to Brady Cook all week, even though he hasn't practiced. And one of the people said, I suspect he will give it a go. If Brady Cook doesn't play, I can't see how Missouri could handle Alabama in Tuscaloosa. We'll see what happens.
All right. How do you think the Blues are doing so far? Are you happy with their start?
Well, really some bad news the other night when Robert Thomas, their lone all-star and their best player, fractured his ankle. They're going to look at it in 6 weeks. Well, what did they do last night? They go to Toronto and beat their former coach, Craig Berube, in a 5-1 thriller. So with the Blues, and I've said this for a while, they got a lot of really good young players. They're going to have to expedite the learning curve. These guys are going to have to grow up real fast for them to get to the postseason. And what Doug Armstrong did in the offseason when he signed Broberg and Holloway to free agent offer sheets from Edmonton, two 23-year-olds with Stanley Cup experience, that could be one of the biggest days in the history of the Blues, because those two scored goals last night, and those two are playing out of their mind as we speak. So I'm cautiously optimistic and bullish on the Blues, Ryan.
Oh, that's great. Are you, but just from your own observations, are you seeing a lot of people wear jerseys? Are there people excited about the Blues right now?
You know, that's a great question. I did a live shot for the television side the other day, and I couldn't believe the number of people that had Blues, they call them sweaters on, higher than like people going to Busch Stadium for Cardinal games. It's almost like I'd say 3 out of 4 has some type of Blues jersey on. So the passion for the Blues is just awesome in our town.
Yeah, I still call them jerseys. It's people, and I know, they call them sweaters. It's kind of like the difference between a movie and a film. Sweater sounds too fancy. Like, you know, you're going to get blood on your sweater because you're going out there fighting tonight. You know, the jersey is the way I go. All right, NFL this weekend, or any games you're paying close attention to?
Well, I think, obviously, the Chiefs are the team in our region that we care the most about. And they're picking up of DeAndre Hopkins. Now, I think they could beat Las Vegas no matter if they had DeAndre Hopkins or not. But that's a Super Bowl move. I mean, the only dent in their armor is health and star power at the wide receiver spot. And you give Patrick Mahomes a rejuvenated DeAndre Hopkins, who at one time was one of the top 5 receivers in the league, and you got a chance to do something that's never been done in NFL history, and that's win 3 straight Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean, that's impressive, that team. You know, there's a lot that goes on in the NFL, and, you know, there's suspensions, and the days go on, trading deadlines. It's such a weird thing in the NFL. They don't really trade much. Like, every other league trades like crazy. Why don't they trade as much in the NFL?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't even know the answer to that, but you're right. Like, NBA trade deadline day, Major League Baseball trade deadline day, it's unbelievable. But with the NFL, it's not quite the same. Just not as much movement. It's not quite as sexy.
Too much money to trade. It's hard to work it out when everyone's making so much, I guess. I don't know. By the way, what do you got going on this weekend on your show?
Well, Sunday night, Sports Plus, after the NFL game, we'll visit with Mizzou quarterback Brady Cook. And it's turned into appointment television because he's about as candid as a college quarterback can get. And we also have the story of a local hockey player who got a bad diagnosis, cancer, and the doctor said, "We are going to begin your chemotherapy treatment on Monday." And he said to the doctor, "Well, my game is Saturday. Can I play?" And the doctor let him play. And all I can say is it was a Rudy or Rocky Balboa-like performance. So Sunday night,
wow.
Sports Plus, Channel 5.
That is something else. I love stories like that when it comes to hockey. Yeah, I don't like stories. Remember the one prospect that was in town got robbed at the Arch at night? Those are the bad hockey stories. I like these Rudy ones.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic. All right, Sunday night, Sports Plus. Frank Cusumano, thank you so much for coming on. And I guess go Dodgers if that's what you're rooting for.
Yeah, Ryan, appreciate it, buddy. Have a great weekend.
We'll see you. Yeah, baseball is there. I think a lot of people are going to be talking about it. The social media will be buzzing. Maybe if they just keep it close, that gives me a little extra something to root for. But with no underdog, it makes it harder for me to get invested. It's so much easier when you don't care about the teams to just say, okay, who's the underdog? I guess I'll root for them. Joining us after the break, Steve Malloy. He's a former Trump-Pence EPA transition team member, founder of JunkScience.com, senior legal fellow at the Energy and Environment Legal Institute. So if you want to check that out, we have a pretty big conversation coming out about a new UN report. The United Nations put out a report regarding climate issues. Also joining us next hour, David Stokes, director of municipal property in the Show Me Institute, has a new guide that explores how free market solutions can improve Missouri cities. Can it save St. Louis? What can be done? I think all these things need to be answered. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in for Mark Reardon. Another hour, the weekend's getting close. 97.1 FM.
Get more at 97.1talk.com. It's better
over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.